Every second Tuesday at 5:30 p.m., St. Rita hosts our parenting workshop, Isaiah 43. Mark your calendars now. It's appropriate during this Mass for October 8th. And as you do, remind yourself that often in the Church, we use inside baseball terminology, known only if you have some special information. Even for the most religiously minded, a chapter in the prophet of Isaiah's book doesn't immediately scream tools for parenting success. We have another, more widespread situation in our gospel to point to. Many parish grief support groups, particularly for widows and widowers, are called name groups, N-A-I-M, after the city in today's gospel, in our text as Nain with an N, but often seen as name. What does some ancient town, long off the map, have to tell us about the loss of a spouse? Doesn't that just make it harder for people to find the ministry support they need? I could go either way with Isaiah 43's title. The chapter is nice enough encouragement for a people in exile, but I love name. Healing will only happen with and through the person of Christ. People in the throes of such grief need more than camaraderie, as nice as that is. They need Jesus coming up to them, knowing their situation, laying hands on another loss. He was moved with pity for her and said to her, "Do not weep. Young man, I tell you, arise." May we know Jesus' closeness today, as close as Jesus on the road in Nain close. It's a town worth staying in.